of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I made a mistake this week. I know, it doesn't happen often. Ask Jennifer. It doesn't happen often. It was a horrible mistake. I'm going to try not to repeat it. I turned on the 6 o'clock news. Whenever I was a kid, I was terrified of Jaws. You know, the movie Jaws, the shark, okay? And Freddy Krueger. Those were like the nightmare-inducing things of my childhood, okay? Now it's Susan, we're sitting behind a news desk, okay? Because you turn it on and all you really hear is bad news, right? We hear horrible things like the starting of violence. We hear things about rumors of horrible things that may or may not actually come to pass. If you turn on the local news here and you read about sad events, killings and loss of life, robberies, things like that, and you think, wow, this must be pretty bad out there in the world. And then you look at Scripture and you realize, well, maybe Jesus knew something after all, okay? Maybe he really did know what he was talking about, because he's talking about a world in which bad things happen, right? Wars and rumors of wars and all these plagues and famines and horrible things as signs of the end times. Now, I'm not saying the end is here, okay? We are one day closer, but I don't think we're there yet, okay? But I will say this. In a world that is lacking in so much love, we are called to be a people who are not to be led astray. We are called to be a people not to be led astray. Whenever we hear about all these hardships in the world, whenever we hear about people who may be taking money or people who may be doing all sorts of things that we might not like, we are not called to be people to harden our hearts. We are called as Christians to be people who soften our hearts. People who go out and love openly and with rampant abandon. Because in a world where there is so much cold, only the warmth of love will thaw it out. Today is a very special day. We have a baptism today. A wonderful opportunity to welcome a new child into the household of God. My brothers and sisters, if God charges us to be people who love and who are to be warm-hearted and to care for the world around us, it is our job to teach this child and all of our children to love like that, to be faithful Christians. To be people who do not get worried by the pangs of the world around us. The people who can rest assuredly in the faith that we have, in the faith that we are able to share with our children. If we can pass that along, that peace that passes all understanding. If we can, as the Apostle Paul says in our... no, it's not the Apostle Paul. Where was our second reading from? Hebrews? The author of Hebrews tells us we are to provoke each other. Provoke each other. Guide each other along to righteousness. Learning to love a little better each and every day. Not settling for just being partially completed or partially loved, but fully loved, because each and every one of us is fully loved. I think so often we forget about how much we are actually truly loved and appreciated by our God. And the opportunity that we have to encourage each and every other individual in the household of God and in this broken world that they can, in fact, make a difference. I believe that this child will make a difference. I believe this family will. I believe this community can make a difference in the world. All we have to do is be very careful that we're not led astray to be worried, to be insular, to be people that care more about self-preservation than about the spread of the gospel. It's not about what the world says is important. It's about what God says is important. And if we can keep our minds on that, we can teach our children to to value that love, to value that kindness. And there's nothing we have to worry about, nothing that they'll have to worry about as we go about our daily life. My brothers and sisters, in a world where there is just so much hurt, so much heartache, so much violence, so much oppression, so many depressing things on the 6 o'clock news, we still have hope. Don't let the world lead you astray into thinking we have to be cold with each other. We don't. That's not what we're about. We're about the love of God, the warmth of family, and the care for each of our souls until the day we come to that blessed rest. Amen.